You've heard the phrase, you get what you give. Well, often we don't think about this in life, and we don't put much into the things that we do, and likewise, we don't get much out of them. But even in the Bible, there are many times that this comes forward in the teachings of Christ and the teachings that God gives us in His inspired Word. You think of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." What does this mean? Well, for one, it means that if we're merciful, we as well will be those who receive mercy. Often we use the words of grace and mercy very synonymously, but in fact there is a little bit of difference between the two. Grace being that which we receive or that which we get, which we don't deserve. We don't deserve the sacrifice of Jesus or even the gift of heaven, but God gives us those things if we obey His will, even though we don't deserve them. But mercy, on the other hand, is not receiving that which we do deserve. Because of our sin, because of our rebellion at times, we deserve maybe the punishment of hell. But God, showing His mercy, giving us a way to come back to Him through His Word, has not given us that which we do deserve. If you consider in Luke chapter 10 what this means in relationship to us and what it means and even towards the parable of the Good Samaritan, as the man who was traveling from Jerusalem made his way on the road to Jericho, he was overcome by a thief and stripped of his clothes and beaten and left on the roadside for dead. And the priest came by and the Levite came by and they passed on by. But the Samaritan, who was more likely the man's enemy, more likely someone who would not even want to associate with him, stopped and helped him out. This man probably, in the eyes of the Samaritan, deserved to maybe get kicked while he was down, to maybe receive some more punishment or rebuke for the way that maybe he and his people had treated the Samaritan. But what did the Samaritan do? He showed mercy and didn't give the man what he might deserve, but went and showed compassion and grace, giving him and supplying his needs that which maybe he didn't truly deserve. He put him up in an inn, he took care of his wounds, and he took care of the man and supplied his needs and showed that great compassion upon him. You think back even to Luke chapter 6, a few chapters back in the same book. In verse 38, we read the word, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." We often think of this in relationship to what we give to God on a weekly basis, our contribution, how we give back to God. And truly, if we give, it will be given back to us. But think also, give mercy, and mercy will be given back to you. Show great mercy and compassion on those around you, and likewise you will receive that great mercy from God. Think of Matthew chapter 25, and the parable put forth there are the words rather relating to Jesus, beginning in verse 34. It says, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?' And the king will answer and say to them, 'Surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.'" When we show mercy, if we obey God, God will show us mercy. Let's be those that give mercy, that we might obtain mercy.